Hi there, it's Melvin. Just wanted to take a moment to thank the team over at Thrizer for supporting this month's podcast sessions. Thrizer is a payment platform that you have to check out if you are a private paid therapist and accepting out-of-network benefits. It basically helps clients save on therapy upfront. Thrizer can help verify a client's out-of-network benefit ahead of the first session so that they get transparency up front on what their out-of-pocket costs will be. I'll tell you more about Thrizer here in the middle of our session, but if you go to sellingthecouch.com/Thrizer, you actually and then enter the code STC upon sign up, you get your first $2,500 in fees waived. Again, that's over at sellingthecouch.com/Thrizer, and be sure to enter the promo code STC. So we'll jump right into today's podcast session. Hello, hello. Welcome to session 45 of Selling the Couch. Hope you're having a great day and a great week and enjoying this fall season if you're here in the U.S. My guest today is Dr. Jared DeFife from Dynamic Counseling and Consulting. And the reason that I wanted Jared on the podcast was to talk about his private practice journey, but also to talk about his Psychology Today profile. If you've been on the Selling the Couch Facebook community, Jared's been really helpful in giving tips and strategies to help other clinicians make a better Psychology Today profile. And if you look at Jared's profile, it's just very clear and straight to the point. And one of the most popular questions that I receive via email or through social media is, how do I improve my Psychology Today profile? And that is the reason why I wanted Jared on the podcast today, to talk about some of the strategies and tips that you can employ to really stand out with your Psychology Today profile, or really any kind of profile for any kind of online directory, and how you can get folks to read that profile and then come over to your website and even make a call and potentially gain a client that way. This conversation is just chock full of really great practical tips. So here's my conversation with Dr. Jared DeFife from dccatlanta.com. Hey, Jared, welcome to Selling the Couch.
Hi, Melvin. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about our conversation. You've indirectly have become this expert on Psychology Today, writing profiles, and you've given very helpful feedback in the Facebook community, and excited for our conversation today.
Thank you. I apparently missed my calling as Don Draper.
So, you know, the first thing I wanted to ask you was, a profile in an online directory can serve multiple purposes, right? And when we're talking about online directories, we're thinking like Psychology Today, Psych Central, those kind of things. What do you see as the purpose of being on an online directory?
And that's a great question. And one of the fundamental things that's really important to remember about online directories, we call them profiles in Psychology Today profiles. But the important thing to remember is that they are ads. They are not to be a highly encapsulated profile of everything about you as a therapist and your practice. They're actually meant to be very, very targeted ads. So the purpose of them is to speak to a very specific client in a very specific situation, and guide people to take action to click towards your website or to give you a call to learn more. Most people get caught up in feeling like a Psychology Today profile has to do everything that their website does. And that leads to a lot of the common mistakes that people tend to fall into.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's such a great point, because I know that like, when you pull up a profile, the natural tendency is, oh my gosh, I'm paying for this. And so I have to like get everything that I have an expertise in right on
yes,
that profile.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like people are trying to put everything out there, and it tends to come a lot of fear and a lot of sense of investment. When I think about like Psych Today and what you're looking for from it, an important thing to remember about the purpose of it is that Psychology Today or a goodtherapy.org profile or an ad is not meant to fill your practice. I think we sometimes ask them to do too much for what we're paying them for. Hmm. if you think about it, the investment on some of those profiles is what, something like 25 to 35 a month. So you're paying somewhere between $300 to $400 a year. For most people, over the course of the year, if you get one client who comes in for a few sessions, for say 3 to 5 sessions, you've made back a return on investment. What I've found from looking over my first year in practice was the return on investment of my Psychology Today ad was huge, I'd calculated that first year making almost $10,000 in response to one Psych Today ad.
That's unbelievable.
That's a huge return on investment.
How did you go about measuring that? Did you ask your clients how they learned about you, or how did you do that?
Yeah, you ask clients how they learn about you, where they found you. Sometimes they will say online, and you might ask, is there a particular thing you looked for or a particular, and they often describe the Psychology Today directory. So asking people and keeping track of it. But, you know, one thing is that, yes, that's a huge return on investment, but if that's all the money I made in a year, my family wouldn't eat. So you can really harness the power of it, but just don't expect it to do more than what it's supposed to.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the sole way that you're getting clients in the door.
Absolutely. And often not even the best way. Much of the best stuff that we know comes from networking and getting referral sources who are really excited to send people to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting you mentioned that, because that's probably the one consistent theme that's come up when I've had clinicians, when I ask them that question of what are some of the best ways to get referrals? And it's usually less about an online profile, but more about in-person networking and relationship building.
Absolutely. And one of the things I love about writing your Psych Today profile or your ad on these services is it can actually be used as an exercise to make your in-person networking even better. Because that level of focus about knowing yourself, about thinking about your ideal client and how you speak to them, and the confidence you need to put that out there is something that absolutely can carry through when you're talking about your practice and your services in person with referral sources.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even thinking a practical level, being able to articulate that in a succinct way is definitely going to help when you have to tell about what you do to a live person.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was that when you think about the profile, you want to think about a specific person in a specific situation. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You, especially on something like Psych Today or Good Therapy, you want to speak to one person, right? One particular person. I use sometimes the example of, as weird as this is, the Burger King menu. An ad is for the Whopper, and you have an ad targeted to one thing or one service, whereas your website might be your whole menu. It might have some more things on there that you offer, but your ad's got to be highly targeted, very specific, and you want to think about one person. And I know you've talked about identifying that ideal client, giving them a name, and it helps you understand what language that they use, what do they struggle with, what kind of messages would they respond to. For me, I tend to joke that my ideal potential therapy client would be Taylor Swift, which really helps in terms of language and things like that. So I jokingly say, are there teardrops on your guitar? Call me today to help shake it off, rewrite your love story, and create your wildest dreams.
I love that. It's so humanizing, you know?
So I think knowing that particular person, and this is where therapists have a really unique talent and skill. We are very empathic people. We get to know the people that we work with on a really deep and in-depth level. And you want to bring that to your copywriting, a sense of who are the people that I serve, right? Who is that one client that I'm trying to reach? What does he or she say when they're walking in the door looking for services? What is that point that says, you know, what is that conflict that says, I'm really struggling with this thing in my life, and I need to turn to someone for help?
I guess, how do you figure out the languaging around that? How do you figure out the words that they would be using in that situation?
So it's about sort of three components. That first component is, what is the conflict, and how do you get that language with them? And some of that is you pull it from the people that you've worked with in your practice. You know, going to your presenting complaint language, that you have written down statements of what they've said when they've walked in, or what is the thing when you've gotten calls people call you asking about. And they might be saying, one thing that's really memorable to me is someone saying, Jared, I'm worried I might be single forever. Or I keep seem to sabotaging myself in my relationships. I think I have a good relationship and I am worried that I'm going to screw it up.
Those are both, I think, like really good examples. So I guess taking that language, how then would you translate it into a profile, like that fear of being single forever? Or
that's where you would start. That's the message that you hook it in. And when you look at these profiles, your first couple sentences have really got to do that. They've really got to speak to a unique, particular pain. That question format in a lot of Psych Today profiles can be kind of overused. Some of it works. Some people might say, okay, don't use the question format. I think it depends more on how you're using it. So if you think about a typical question format I see is, are you stuck? Do you feel disappointed, dissatisfied, depressed, and aren't sure where you're going in life? Versus something like, have you been cheated on and don't know whether to stay or go in the relationship? Or do you feel you've lost your partner to working incessantly and you never have time to connect anymore? Or has there been a recent death or loss of an important loved one in your life and you're wondering how to pick up the pieces and move forward? The same format can work very differently, but depending on how specific and how evocative you are.
Well, it's so interesting because when you were saying those last three examples with everyone, I felt like this emotional connection to it, you know, that resonated much deeper.
And when you say that to people, you want to get that kind of emotional resonance with folks. There's got to be that kind of feeling in your gut that they go, oh, yes, that hits me.
Yeah. This person understands me.
Yes. And that's ultimately what you want. You want someone that says, this person is going to understand me. And that's what helps you set out from the pack.
Well, I mean, it's such a stark contrast to, I think, how sometimes we can be trained to think about it, which is to list all of our credentials and training and all of those things.
Oh, Melvin, I tried to find my first business card, and it was sort of embarrassing when I think back on it. The first business card I ever have, because I can remember vividly the back. And I had written in therapy, research, and consultation, and then I listed everything I did. Grief, depression, anxiety, identity, communication problems, and there was this list of things. And it comes out of that fear of like, well, I've got to list everything I do, and that maybe someone will notice one of those, and that will hit. And it's really hard to get out of that mindset. And it's like you're trying to hit everyone. And this is where I pull on, there's this off-Broadway musical called Title of Show. And there's a particular song in there that goes, I'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. I think that message is really powerful and important when you think about your practice. You're trying to be the favorite thing of a few people who really deeply connect with you and feel like you understand them and can be helpful to them.
I don't even think I can put that any better. It's probably why I'm not a songwriter.
Me neither. And thankfully, I won't be singing for you today.
You know, I was thinking, just taking a step back, what are some of the like the major online directories that private practitioners should at least consider being on?
So definitely the big two that I've heard are Psychology Today and GoodTherapy.org. I have a Psychology Today profile. I'm starting to put together GoodTherapy.org. There might be some others that are out there, but those are the top two that I tend to hear most about.
And then, you know, related to that, I just looking in forums, I know that sometimes, for example, depending on where you are practicing your physical location, some cities, Psychology Today works better. In other cities, Good Therapy works better. Have you done any research or what things have you found like to figure out which one tends to work better?
For me, I tend to hear more often of the Psychology Today from people. It's more widely known. Part of the difficulty with that is you are often one of a number of people and you have to stick out. It's hard to say. I've not really done the research on which directory might work better for where you're at. But I think the principles of speaking evocatively and directly to people will carry across either one. Yeah. Whichever one you use.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've also noticed, or one way to look at it, is if you just type in your zip code into each of those directories and just see the number of clinicians on there, that may give you kind of a baseline of how popular that right. directory is and how they may be doing.
Right. And, you know, with Psychology Today, for example, we have no idea how their algorithm works. Mm. They say, in terms of landing on the first page, they say it's random. And if there are more people in the directory, you're going to spend less time on that first page or around the top. So you really will kind of want to make sure that when you do land on there during that limited time, that you've really got a message that hits people and connects with them and ends them with a message to take the next step.
I guess they don't disclose this, but any idea of like how often they're rotating these profiles, or is it kind of random?
It sort of says that once someone searches in your area, they'll do a reshuffle. But no one really knows, to my knowledge, what sort of like Google's search engine algorithm. Mm. I don't think we know for sure, but we have some thoughts about what it is.
That's really interesting. I wanted to just ask you, what are, you know, you've given such like really, really good tips. Even taking it like almost a step back and thinking about other profiles that you've looked at, what are some of the common mistakes that you've noticed with online profiles from other clinicians?
So that's a great question. I don't want to call anyone out, but I have a few thoughts about what some of them are. First, the first mistake is you may think that your Psychology Today profile or even your About Me page is about you as the clinician. That's the first and foremost mistake. It's not about you. It's about your client. So many, about like 80 to 90% of the profiles that I see are filled with things like I am a therapist who X. I am like this. My practice is like this. I specialize in experiential, Gottman method, emotionally focused, I. When did therapists become narcissistic all of a sudden? we're a very caring, giving set. But when it comes to our profile, we spend much less time talking to you and the messages that hit you and the client.
Yeah, I wonder if part of it's just that fear-based perspective, right?
It is. And I think part of it's fear and that sense of not really knowing well what they're supposed to be doing. Mm. So it's like that I language. The second thing is technical language, listing your specialties and the sort of methods that you do. I've been trained in a lot of different methods of therapy and have done a lot of research in psychotherapy and studied a lot. And I see things on people's profile. They go, I've never heard of that method before. I don't know what that means. Hmm. So even to somebody who's a professional in the field, it can be sort of like, I don't really understand that. It doesn't resonate. So working really hard to take out that technical jargon.
And putting it in just language that anyone can understand.
Exactly. And this is where getting feedback from people really matters. Getting feedback from people who aren't therapists and trying to get the language that they use. So taking the jargon out of it. Sometimes there are the attention-grabbing things, like putting in a lot of asterisks or all caps, which can make it feel like you're screaming at them. People, it comes out of that fear of got to grab some attention.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of those are really good things. That second point that you mentioned about getting feedback, I wanted to ask about that because that's a really interesting perspective. Let's say that you've written a profile, right?
Yes.
And it's really good to get feedback, but how do you go about that process of getting feedback about your profile?
It's great to get feedback, and it's a really hard thing to do, right? Mm. It's a hard thing to do without getting defensive, so we have to sort of check our own egos at the door for a bit. That's always been a challenge for me at times. And sometimes it's hard for other people to give direct, honest feedback when you ask for something. So here are some ways to do it. Certainly getting feedback in online groups that you've, communities, like the Selling the Couch Facebook community, that you have trusted other people who are working on this too, who can help give you feedback is important. Things like family, friends, community. And here's the trick. When you give someone a feedback on one particular element, they might find it very hard to do directly to you because they might be worried about hurting your feelings. So you either want to do something where you do it anonymously, like you put it on SurveyMonkey and say, okay, can you leave anonymous feedback about this? Or here's one trick I really like that works well. Write up maybe two different variations of your profile and ask someone if they'll check it out. And instead of asking them for general feedback, ask them about which is their favorite of the two options.
Hmm.
then people will usually be much more unguarded at saying, I really like this about this one. This one doesn't speak to me as much for these reasons. And so you can get more honest feedback kind of that way, because you're kind of giving them a choice to go, as opposed to an open-ended, hey, give me feedback and tell me something you don't like.
That's actually a great point and a great perspective. You know, just coming back to, I was thinking something, which is, how often do you switch out your Psychology Today profile if you see it kind of as an ad?
So there's sort of different streams of thought with this. We don't know if updating with new content makes any difference. I think it might. I'm not sure if it does in terms of the ranking in the directory. But some of the thing is, because an ad is so specific, you want to have a niche, right? My niche tends to be working with healing people through heartbreak, whether they've been cheated on, whether they've been dumped, whether they're in commitment crisis about whether to stay in their marriage or if it's time to go, dealing with toxic relationships. So even within that niche, I have different clients who come in with very different, maybe particular elements. So I might have a profile that speaks to, you've recently been broken up with, you're trying to figure out who you are after the relationship, you don't know if you'll be able to get past the heartbreak and move forward. I might have another profile that talks to that sort of, you're married and in a commitment crisis, and you're going, there are a lot of troubles in my marriage, and I'm trying to figure out, do I need to stay or should I go? And I need confidence and clarity about making that decision. So I might have two or a couple of different profiles that I will put up and make sure you leave them up for a good period of time to see if they're working. They'll put up for a period of time. Just looking to attract maybe different people within that niche.
Nice. You know, Jared, the last question that I had for you was, how do you stand out on one of these online directories if you're primarily building a practice that is private pay?
So that's a great question. You stand out by, one, connecting with the conflict point that people are looking for in a way that they understand. Two, you have a unique voice and a unique perspective. If you look across all these Psych Today profiles, a lot of what you see is very similar, sort of vague adjectives, but you are unique. All these therapists I know out there do really unique and awesome stuff. I saw a Psych Today profile about somebody working with film widows or men who are struggling with internet pornography addiction. You are unique. So get your unique voice, your unique perspective, and your unique sense of caring what you have to offer. Let that kind of shine through in your voice. And then the third part is, have a call to action at the end that says, you know, here is the conflict that you have. The action that you're going to take is, you're going to click my website or you're going to call me to learn more, and a value that you provide. So you've been broken up with and you don't know sort of who you are and getting yourself back and getting back out there. Call me to learn more, to bounce back and to find strength, clarity, and peace again.
Okay, this is really my last question, because you brought up something. So you said have that call to action at the end. So have you found, like, having like call me versus like visit my website, have you noticed like either one of those does better? Or
that's a great question. I wish I had more of the research to kind of know which of those actions. I think we know and can say for sure. Sometimes want people to take incremental steps. But I feel like on a Psych Today profile, if that ideal client has found your Psych Today profile and they feel like you get it and you get them and they're looking for someone, on Psych Today, I would actually rather put the call me for call me to learn more action than a visit the website. Because if they're on Psych Today, they know they're looking for therapy, they tend to be looking for a therapist, they tend to be much more ready to take action. So I think the call me might work better with that.
Yeah, they're further along on that continuum.
Exactly.
Jared, thank you so much for doing this. Really enjoyed our conversation. Lots of really great tips.
Thanks, Melvin. Me too.
What are some of the best ways that our colleagues can get in touch with you?
You can visit me at my website, which is dccatlanta.com.
Awesome. Jared, take good care, okay?
All right. Thanks, Melvin. Right. You too.
Hey, hope you enjoyed my conversation with Jared. Wow, that was so much great and really practical information. You know, the biggest thing I'm taking away, besides all of these different tips about thinking about online profiles, is that we tend to often think of our Psychology Today or Good Therapy profile as our curriculum vitae. And the way that we should be thinking about it is more as an ad. And I think if we start to think of it that way, we can start to really narrow down and focus on the client that we want to bring into our practice. If you're feeling inspired after today's session and need some feedback on your Psychology Today profile, please come check out the Selling the Couch Facebook community and feel free to post one of your profiles on there, and we'll definitely give you feedback and help you on your private practice journey. Show notes to today's episode, as well as some of the resources that Jared mentioned, can be found at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 4-5. Have a great week and take good care of yourself. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
So if you've been listening to the STC podcast for a while, or you've been listening to podcasts and you've had this thought of, Mel, I would love to launch my own podcast in order to grow my business, just wanted to encourage you to check out our free podcasting workshop, which is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop. You can basically sign up at a day and a time that works for you. It's 90 minutes. And when I do these workshops or when I record them, I truly believe in quality teaching, so it's going to be well worth your time. We're going to go through gear recommendations and how to launch strategically and how to think about monetizing your podcast and how to line up your podcast with your existing offers and how to do it strategically and authentically and not salesy and slimy and all of those things. So again, the link is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop.